This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The Paris climate deal could go up in smoke unless wealthy nations commit to tackling emissions now, UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres said on Friday. In remarks to the Major Economies Forum, hosted by US President Biden, Mr. Guterres warned that the world was on a catastrophic pathway to 2.7 degrees of heating by the end of the century. This is far beyond the 1 to 1.5 degrees Celsius threshold agreed by the international community as part of the Paris Climate Agreement. The UN chief said that a particular challenge involved helping countries that are still heavily dependent on coal to receive support to transition to cleaner energy sources. Without pledges and financial commitments from industrialized nations to make this happen, there is a high risk of failure of COP26, Mr. Guterres continued, referring to the UN Climate Summit in Glasgow in 6 weeks. Lebanon's enduring economic crisis risks reversing decades of gains in people's well-being, the head of the UN World Health Organization, WHO, said on Friday. Speaking from the capital, Beirut, at the end of a two-day visit to the beleaguered Mediterranean country, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus described finding shortages of basic and essential medicines. He urged international support for the country's people immediately.
It's not just COVID. Almost all services are being affected. We visited two hospitals today. They told us that, you know, they had patients, could be cancer patients or other patients, but there is a shortage of medicines, and those who cannot afford are not having access to the cancer medicine. So meaning other services are being disrupted, and this is life and death.
Lebanon's unprecedented political and economic crisis has been made worse by the COVID pandemic and last August's port explosion. Tedros said that when he met with top government officials, a power cut interrupted their encounter. Similar fuel shortages have left hospitals functioning at 50% capacity, the WHO Director General said, adding that he'd agreed to send a team of health experts to Lebanon to offer technical support as soon as possible. Underfunding has left a yawning gap in the UN Refugee Agency, or UNHCR's, ability to protect forcibly displaced people worldwide from the fallout of COVID-19, it said on Friday. The emergency tops UNHCR's list of its 10 most underfunded situations in 2021, with only one-third of the $924 million budgeted requirement received. Chief of the agency's public health section, Dr. Anne Burton, emphasized that vaccine inequity continues to hit the hardest in many refugee-hosting states. They should be encouraged to share any excess doses of the COVID vaccine with countries where coverage was low, Dr. Burton added. The UNHCR official also urged states to include refugees in national social safety nets, as forcibly displaced people are often among the most vulnerable and least able to withstand the economic impact of the pandemic. In practice, this means that they cannot afford to pay for food or rent, which in turn increases the risk of exploitation and gender-based violence. Failing to integrate refugees into the global pandemic response would be reckless, Dr. Burton insisted. But it was not too late to channel funds to where they are most urgently needed, she added. Daniel Johnson, UN News.